poll, swing state voters want less immigration amid mass unemployment. By John Binder on June 17, 2020. The majority of voters in 10 swing states say they want reductions to overall immigration while about 30 million Americans remain jobless. A Zogby Analytics poll, commissioned by the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, reveals overwhelming support President Trump would have among swing state voters if he expanded his executive order to further reduce the inflow of foreign workers to the U.S. labor market. In Pennsylvania, 63.6% of voters said they strongly or somewhat support reductions in the admission of new immigrants and foreign guest workers while unemployment rates remain at historic highs. Florida voters, by a majority of more than 6 in 10, said they too want to see less immigration, as well as nearly 60% of Georgia voters. In Michigan, a key state for Trump in the 2020 presidential election, more than 59% of voters said they support measures to further reduce immigration. Nearly 60% of Arizona voters said the same. Other vital swing states for Trump had similar takes on the issue. In Maine, Minnesota, North Carolina, Ohio, and Wisconsin, a majority of 55.6% to 58.3% of voters said they want less immigration to the U.S. The polling shows clear public support for immigration policy steps that the Trump administration must take in response to the COVID-19 pandemic and the resulting economic and unemployment crisis, FAIR President Dan Stein said in a statement. He went on. Voters in these key states agree that reductions in the admission of new immigrants and foreign workers are a prudent response to a crisis that has resulted in some 40 million Americans losing their jobs, and there is broad public support for these additional measures to be taken by the White House. In all 10 swing states, majorities from 77 to 85% said they support continuing Trump's policy that has slowed immigration to the U.S. until thorough health screenings can be properly conducted. Florida voters are especially supportive of limiting foreign travel to the U.S. in the midst of the Chinese coronavirus crisis with about 85% support. Voters in North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Arizona also support the policy by 80 to 83%. The poll comes as Trump is rumored to expand his executive order to further reduce foreign competition against unemployed Americans in the labor market, a move supported by more than 30 college student groups, a series of grassroots American worker organizations, and Republican voters. Longtime opponents of Trump's America First agenda, such as the Billionaire Koch Network and the Chamber of Commerce, have asked that immigration be expanded despite mass unemployment. Every year, the U.S. admits about 1.2 million legal immigrants on green cards to permanently resettle in the country. In addition, another 1.4 million foreign workers are admitted every year to take American jobs. Often, Americans are fired and replaced by foreign visa workers. Many are forced to train their foreign replacements. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.